For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michelle. In the history of music, there have been certain composers whose early work is so mature and well-developed, and who worked with such intensity from an early age that they seem to be uncannily aware that their lives were to be cut short. Mozart composed his first operas when he was 12. Schubert was 25 when he worked on The Unfinished. Lily Boulanger composed the work which won her the Prix de Rome when she was 19. And the subject of our portrait today, the Czech composer Vítězslava Kapralova, wrote all that she was given time to write by the time she was 25. She was the first woman to graduate as a composer and conductor from the Brno Conservatory, the first woman to receive a prestigious Smetana Award, the first woman to conduct the Czech Philharmonic, and one of the few women ever to conduct the BBC Orchestra prior to World War II. Kapralova was born in 1915 in Brno, the provincial capital of Moravia that was then still part of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. She was an only child, growing up in a musical family. Her mother was a classically trained singer, and her father was a composer, music critic, writer, and teacher who had been a student of Janáček. Kapralova began composing at age 9. At 15, she entered the Brno Conservatory to study composition and conducting, against the will of her father, who did not believe that a woman could succeed in these professions and wanted to spare her the disappointment. Kapralova graduated from the Brno Conservatory at the top of her class, conducting her own piano concerto and making quite an impression on the at first skeptical audience. Kapralova met the composer Bohuslav Martinů in Prague in 1937, and he invited her to study with him in Paris. Kapralova's personality, her beauty, charisma, and immense passion for life inspired the aging Martinů. He also had an enormous respect for her music and did not hesitate to promote her at every opportunity and opened a few important doors for her. They had a love affair and began planning a future together in America, but it never came to be. The Germans invaded Czechoslovakia. In 1940, Kapralova married another young Czech on stipend in Paris and put the affair with Martinů behind her. 2 months later, she died of tuberculosis at the age of 25. The Partita, Opus 20 for string orchestra and piano, is a piece from 1938-39. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on KMFA.